Hello again. Welcome back to the Bernie Miklas channel here on YouTube. Appreciate all your support. Thank you very much. We're adding subscribers every day. The views are growing. It's all good, man. It's all good. I'm having fun doing this. And that's more than I can say about the Cardinals these days in terms of having fun. I don't think you're having much fun. You don't need me to tell you this, but they've lost three in a row. And in those three losses, they scored five total runs, and they were outscored 18-5. So the final game in Kansas City, the first two games in Cincinnati. And the boys are in deep trouble. I don't care how many games they are out of the third wild card spot. I mean, I know people will cling to hope with that because it looks doable. But how's it going to be doable if basically nothing with your team is working all that well, right? And you got the toughest schedule in the second half coming up. And it's a extended schedule against a lot of good teams. So, I'm not trying to be a bummer about all this. I'm just saying I got to stay here locked in the real world. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday. And I'm going to get into something else here in a minute. You know, Ollie Marmol, the manager, and all the people that, listen, man, I understand people frustrated. I ain't knocking anybody. But, you know, the people are just like, as soon as when the Cardinals are playing really, really bad, it's like the first thing, it's the instant reflex reaction. Fire the manager. Okay, more on that in a moment, all right? But when I say things are getting worse, I'm not kidding around. I mean, we all talked about this, the hot streak. We remember they were 33-18. They had the best record in the National League over that time. But since July 10th is when it ended, just to update, the Cardinals are 12-18, and that's the 14th best record in the National League. And it is the 27th best record in the majors since July 10th. So let us repeat, this ain't a good team. It just isn't. I mean, what else do you want me to say? It's not. A lot of things got to turn around quickly, but I'm not even going to play that game because that's what, you know, kind of like the media folks that don't want to tick anybody off, certainly don't want to make the team mad by acting like, they're going to turn it around right away. You wait and see. No, forget that. Come on. They might. If they do, they do. Tip of the cap. I'm very skeptical. But let's talk about something. So, you know, I spent a long time on X after the game last night, and I really enjoyed it. And by the way, you can follow me on X at B_Miklas. And, you know, it almost felt like I was hosting or providing a therapy session. We had a lot of people venting and a lot of great comments. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed it. But the one thing that kept coming up, and again, man, I'm not ripping anybody. I'm not. When fans are frustrated and have every right to be frustrated, disappointed, mad, whatever you want to call it. But the first thing is like, well, the manager's got to go. All right, can I call timeout, please? Again, I'm going to repeat to the point of being annoying. If anybody out there wants to just say fire the manager, you can say fire the manager. You can say fire John Mozeliak. You can say fire the batting coach. What, at times like this, you can say fire everybody. And that's kind of where I'm going with this. If we're talking about turning the Cardinals around going into next season, even though this season ain't over. But listen, man, they're back to 500. They're that horrendous season a year ago. They're better, but do they look like a super team to you? Do they look like a team that can get to the playoffs and do some damage and go a long way? No, I don't think they do. We've seen miracles in the past, but 2006, 2011, but if you look at some of the great Cardinals on those teams, take a look around and compare it to this team. Capiche, right? Anyway, the idea of firing Ollie Marmol, to me, it's like you got a house that's fallen down or a house in incredible disrepair. You know, things are breaking down. You've got shingles coming off the roof. You've got like horrible weeds in the backyard. Your deck is just about ready to collapse. You know, on and on and on and on. Well, That would be like if your house is a total wreck and there's like so many things to do, saying fire the manager, using the baseball analogy to your house falling down analogy. If you say fire the manager, you know what that is? That's the equivalent of slapping a coat of paint on your facade of your home, right? That's like putting a couple nails in that deck that's about to collapse in the backyard, right? It ain't going to change anything. You know, where I come from is this isn't about slapping a coat of paint on a house that's becoming increasingly dilapidated. That's not going to get anything done. This thing needs a total renovation. It needs a reconstruction. You got to go a lot more deeper on this than to just say, all right, fire the manager. They're not good. Fire the manager. Well, what the heck is that going to do if you still got the same people in place running the team and making the baseball decisions? I mean, you see what I mean? This isn't something that's going to require, you know, touch-ups and, you know, minor moves and, well, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Hey, let me call the gutter guy. We'll get some new gutters. We'll try to fool everyone by trying to tell them, no, our house is fine, even though the house is starting to fall apart. That's the Cardinals for you. Again, this idea that the manager is to blame for a lot of this or, you know, most of this, whatever is, it isn't just that I'm sticking up for Ali Marmol. That's not my point. My point is the manager is one of their least problems, because how many managers have they fired since Tony La Russa left? You know, has it changed much once the music stopped after the 2015 season? No, the Cardinals have deep-rooted organizational issues. Like, for example, and I'm going to go off my checklist so I don't miss anything or fail to remember. Why is it that this organization cannot draft and develop young pitchers? That used to be their strength. Why do so many young hitters and hitters that have been praised by third-party talent scouts, like the people that evaluate prospects and evaluate where a guy ranks on a long board of the best prospects in the majors? Cardinals have had a lot of really good prospects. They've had some guys that have really excited you in terms of looking at them offensively. But the drafting and the developing of pitchers, that just went way, way, way astray. Why do they have so many highly touted young hitters come to the major leagues and then stall out? We saw it with Jordan Walker. We're seeing it with Nolan Gorman. I think we're seeing it to a point with Lars Nootbaar. I could go on and on and on. Why do they make so many mistakes in terms of evaluating outfielders? This has been going on, it seems like 10 years. Well, it's probably close to 10 years. They can't get it right. That's not the manager. He can only work with the roster that he's been given. They can't get it right. They cannot put together an outfield that works and it's going to be in place for an extended period of time. So many mistakes in evaluating outfielders. I don't have to tell you that, but I'm just reminding you of that. And the other thing is, I know that the payroll probably needs to be higher than it is, right? But I'm a little different in my thinking, because this front office makes a lot of mistakes in terms of payroll decisions. They've wasted a lot of money. When they do spend money, they've put a lot of money into players that simply haven't worked out or who have totally underachieved. So here's my question. All right. And if those of you who listen to my radio show, you know I ask this quite a bit. If spending money is the answer, how's it going to get better when you have the same people spending the money and with a track record of making a lot of errors? So you want to expand the payroll in a dramatic way, but have the same people in charge? Does that make any sense? I don't think so. No, I'm going to get back to what I was talking about. this isn't a touch-up job. It isn't putting a Band-Aid on something. You need reconstructive surgery. I'm using all kinds of analogies. Now I've switched to the medical field. Rather, from the broken down house, now I'm talking about major reconstructive surgery. So I'm bouncing all over the place. But anyway, seriously, this is all you need to know about the Cardinals' trajectory. Nobody should be surprised. I got to go to my notes. Between 2011 and 2015, you know, that's five seasons. The St. Louis Cardinals had the most postseason wins in baseball over the five-year period, and they had 32 wins. The next best team had 23. Cardinals led the majors by playing in 61 postseason games over 5 years, 2011 through 2015. 61 games in that period. It was 28 more games than any other team in the majors played in the postseason. I mean, it was a huge gap between the Cardinals and just about everyone else in terms of getting to the postseason and winning postseason games, if not World Series. Listen, they won two pennants. They won World Series. They made it to, during that time, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, four times in 5 years, they got as far as the NLCS. So the last eight seasons, starting in 2016, the Cardinals have four postseason wins, four. And their record in the postseason is 4-15. That's a .267 winning percentage. So you can hire any manager you like, and you can shuffle them in, shuffle them out, cycle through. Let's fire this guy. Let's bring in this guy. But unless you change things in the front office, you're going to have the same people hiring the manager again. And whoever the manager is ain't going to have the kind of roster he needs to have that high-level success that the Cardinals once enjoyed and the high-level success that their fans greatly appreciated and enjoyed immensely. So this is going to be a major project, and I think they need to start in on a reconstruction, and they've got to face the music. They got to stare at reality. They can't be in the state of denial. Oh, we're okay. We're the Cardinals. We know what we're doing. No, you don't. Lost the touch. The touch has been lost. Again, last eight seasons, you got four postseason wins and 15 postseason losses. Compared to the standard that was set here, that ain't good enough. I mean, that's frankly, it's embarrassing. So listen, man, you can get on Ali Marmol all you want. And like last night, I have no idea, you know, he's not playing Jordan Walker because he's going to platoon him. What's the point of bringing him up if he's not going to play? That's just one little thing that another thing on the list of irritating. So my point, though, all right, holler all you want about firing the manager. That ain't going to solve the problem. It'll make you feel better, but it ain't going to solve the problem. Take my word for it. I just look at all these numbers and share them, and this is you got major, major problems within this organization.